Another week, another Bigfoot hoax. Frozen body bought from two men in Georgia who claimed they'd come across a deceased Bigfoot turned out to be just a rubber gorilla suit with a few animal guts hanging out. By now, Missing Link academics have had a bit of experience sifting through hoaxes. So we have decided to turn to a scientist who studies such bipedal hijinks. Jeffrey Meldrum is a professor of anatomy and biological sciences at Idaho State University. His latest book is Sasquatch, Legend Meets Science. You refer to it as an interesting and mysterious phenomenon, which seems to leave open the question as to whether or not it's real.
Well, of course, I'm not advocating the existence of Sasquatch. I'm saying there is a growing body of evidence that strongly suggests that there may in fact be an animal out there. I think it's irresponsible of the scientific community to just turn their nose up at this because of its past association as a tabloid subject.
What is the evidence?
The body of evidence that has the greatest impact on me, given my expertise, is the footprint evidence. And I don't mean somebody with crude carved wooden feet strapped to their boots tromping around in the mud. I mean tracks such as those that I examined back in 1996, a long line of tracks that were very animated, that showed all the signs of a living foot, tension cracks, pressure ridges, drag-ins, drag-outs, movements of the toes. I mean, I'm not saying that it's impossible to hoax, but to do it in a manner that I witnessed would have taken a great deal of sophistication.
I've heard it said over the years that they've never found, how do I put this nicely, a Bigfoot deposit.
I mean, we don't, there wasn't a little label attached to it saying this was left by Sasquatch, but nevertheless there have been enigmatic scats, we call them, that are in volume and diameter far in excess of known wildlife. We haven't had a good sample that we could glean DNA from, but that would be an important step.
Professor Meldrum, in this day, you've got Google Maps of the entire world, you've got drones, you've got infrared lenses. Why is it not possible to find a creature like this if he actually exists?
Well, people think that there's a silver bullet like a drone or an infrared camera or a thermal imager. They don't realize the density and the extent of the wilderness out to here, particularly here in the western United States. The canopy of a coniferous forest doesn't allow a heat signature to penetrate, despite all the movies you may have seen. It's not a matter of, well, if the government just turned a satellite to look for it, we'd be able to pick it out. I don't think that could be accomplished.
Jeffrey Meldrum, professor of anatomy and biological studies at Idaho State. His latest book is Sasquatch, Legend Meets Science. May all your scat discoveries be pleasant.
Try not to step in it.
This is NPR News.